All right, Coach, you good? We got Eddie.
Oh, you got him?
Yeah.
Let's roll, 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 roll! We are live!
Oh, music.
No, yeah, try and hit the button if you can. Yeah, don't even worry about it. I'll do it live. Yeah, we'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, is it my turn?
Yeah.
What up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what. And I just walked from West Virginia down to Tennessee, mother. Hit it right.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizz. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in the west side in Nashville. That pales in comparison to the geolocation that has just gone on across America from our own coacher. I was hoping for a shout-out on the big show to the Sore Losers Nation. We never got that, but we know that we were on his mind. We know that we were in his heart. And we know that we provided him the wings that carried his legs to that finish line. We are the Sore Losers Nation. And, Eddie, we salute you.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
I have a question for you, Eddie, and I want you to be honest with us.
Okay, good.
Did you look at the betting sheet on the Facebook page of the Sore Losers Nation, and did you see, okay, so-and-so has this time, so I'm about 5 minutes from that time. I'm going to slow down so they don't win?
No, I didn't. Hey, but I haven't even sent the final times yet.
Oh, okay.
So how do they know?
No, I don't know if they know. I don't know if they have the winners yet. I just know they had a sheet, and they had everybody's predicted times posted. So I wondered if you had gone and looked at that and like, oh, you know, Sore Losers Paul, he has me at 4 hours, so I'm going to make sure I take 5 hours so Jesus in Fort Worth can win.
Okay, Coach. No. Hey, definitely didn't do it for Jesus from Fort Worth. Coach, however, I will tell you, though, that I sent Chris, Sore Losers Chris, the final times for the first night. I don't think I sent him the other three, though.
Wow. And now how are you feeling now? Do you feel like you just played a football game? Are you that sore?
Yeah, who were we talking to that said it doesn't hit you? Oh, Taylor Lewan. Remember he was saying how, yeah, dude, you don't feel it till the next day?
Right.
I'm feeling it right now.
Coachy, I need some details though about this. Were there any near misses?
I wish I could, Coach. I wish I could. Can't do details.
What?
I'm just kidding, Coach.
I was like, he's saving it for his memoir.
I mean, Coach.
Yeah, buy that book.
I love all the puffy clouds and gummy bears and rainbows, Coach. But, like, I really want to know, like, was there a time a guy drove by you, flipped you off? Was there a time you were like, man, seriously, screw this walk? Like, something.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Yeah. I mean, I would say today, Coach. Today, there was a guy that was, like, pissed. He came back, what, 3 times around? Wanted to kill us. Scuba just mean mugged him, dude. Then I guess he finally got the message. We're not moving.
Because, dude, I love you guys, and the cause was amazing. I don't know if we said the amount, the close to a mil, quarter style, to the National Angels. Like, that's dope.
He said close to a mil, quarter style.
I like that, right?
But, dude, there was video footage we were seeing where you guys were blocking almost the entire road, dude.
Here, I'm gonna put scuba on for this.
Can I? And scuba.
Yes, please put on scuba.
Scuba, I want to ask you, your guys' thought process was when you had the second vehicle, I think you guys were pretty stupid. And I think you could have driven one vehicle. Safety? What?
For having another padded vehicle that was stupid?
Yes. No, this is why. Because you could have driven that vehicle, you know, the 20 miles down the road where the stopping point was. They could have jumped in the car with you. So instead of two people being in a car by themselves for 5 hours going 1 mile an hour, you're both in the same car getting to hang out and talk. Instead, you got two vehicles going 1 mile an hour, and you're by yourself for 6 hours on the day.
You tell them.
Scuba, I'll handle this. Yeah, please do. Look. The reason it was good, guys, and I'll tell you right now, the big van, when they saw that, they slowed down. When they saw the little Hyundai Tucson. A lot of cars weren't slowing down, Coach. I'm going to be real with you. They were just like, what's this guy doing? Vroom, go past. They see the big van. They're like, oh, okay, hit the brakes. What's going on here? And then they all slow down, look. Oh, there's another car in front of them. Oh, there's a feller walking. Interesting. And then they slowly would go around us. Coach, I would say one out of every, like, 100 car would be pissed. But that's pretty good.
How many random people that had no idea that what you were doing did you talk to? Like, how many, like, just town folk did you, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, Billy. And they start talking to you.
Hundreds, Coach. And they try to ask me a question, and then I would try to answer them, but I was still walking because I wasn't stopping. And they'd be like, what? And then I'd tell them, I'm walking for foster kids. Foster kids? What? And then we would break up, and I'd be like, talk to you later. And that's it.
And so then you would talk to them later, and you'd hit them back?
They would DM me, Coach. No, who knows what it is.
I mean, that might have been some time for a poster board that could have been put on one of the vehicles. This is for the National Angels, something like that. My question is with the final city.
See, these dudes got all the ideas. They're like, why don't we have a poster board on that what you were doing on the cars? Why weren't you here with me?
Guys, this is what we do. We're Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah, why didn't you wrap the Hyundai Tucson with a National Angels, like, wrap?
Look, you know what? Now I'm starting to understand what athletes go through. I do all the hard work and I have to sit here and listen to a dumb radio podcast. Just criticize everything I did.
Coach, and I wanted to ask two things. One about the city that you ended up in, and the other question was, I saw some live feed footage. Did you ever put on a Coach t-shirt to try and further our show brand and podcast listeners?
Coach, I told you, I thought I packed one, but I didn't.
Yeah, and you know, when someone buys a Coach t-shirt, some of that money goes to the Nashville Angels. Like, that's what I'm saying. The merch, shopsorelosers.com, that helps the kids also.
That's true. Thank you, Coach, for bringing that up. That's very true. And kid power.
Yeah. And did you ever think, like, okay, maybe I should run this mile and get it done quicker?
I tried, Coach. I tried that one of the days. I don't remember which one it was. I'm like, there's a nice little downhill slope. Let me try to run down that. I ran it, Coach, for 10 seconds. I'm like, no, that's not going to work.
Any more wildlife? The first day you saw bears, turtles, dogs. Did you have any other run-ins with wildlife?
Let me tell you something. Something I learned, boys, is these highways are lined with groundhogs. I mean, I saw thousands of groundhogs that chill and live on the side of these highways in the middle of Virginia. Every highway had thousands of groundhogs. And as soon as they would see me, Coach, I would get 10 feet from them. As soon as they would see me, boop, they'd go in their hole.
Hey,
and then, of course, Coach, I saw, like, you know, 50 dead ones, too.
Oh, Coach, we got kids listening right now with their moms in the soccer vans. Hey, that final city you guys ended up in, I know it was the shortest route, so I get why you finished in Bristol, Tennessee. It didn't look like there was a lot of people in that city. Was it were they informed that the pandemic's over and they can come out of their houses? Why were there no people on the streets?
And who was the chick? There was a chick on the last stretch. Did she live there? Was she a listener? Did she drive?
Easy. My wife's listening. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. What?
No. There was a girl in the feed that she came up to you. Was she a listener or was she just someone asking what was going on?
Oh, no. She was a listener.
Because on the feed, it almost looked like a chick that wanted you. It didn't even really look like a fan.
Coach. Well, Coach, I mean, what do you want me to say? Coach? I mean, hey, I am who I am.
Now, did you meet anybody from Sore Losers Nation? Or were they none of them from Sore Losers Nation?
No, Coach. No one ever said I listened to the Sore Losers podcast.
Okay.
A lot of Bobby Bones listeners, but no, not one.
We should have asked that question beforehand and then just not asked it.
Yeah, that makes us embarrassed. Well, it shows that our listeners are not willing to drive
hey,
me, Eddie,
pause,
on his
pause,
wall.
Pause. Scuba just corrected me. He said one of the police officers called me Coach.
Hey! Thank you. All
Coach!
Right. Finally.
Coach!
Goodness. What was that?
I just did it for a listener. Played the intro of the show.
He was trying to hit the hang up and listen, but he screwed up.
We don't have like a win. No, we don't have a win song. That's all I had.
What do you mean? I got a win song.
Hey,
so what meal did you get, Eddie, when you're done? Did you stop and get food right away? What did you do?
I got some chicken nuggets, dude. Hey, we pull up to the drive-thru, and we're picking up our food, and this kid, like, snot-nosed 18-year-old kid's like, how's it going? Hey, man, you doing all right? Tired. And I looked at his ass. I'm like, really? You're tired? Really?
Did you tell him? Did you tell him, hey, I just walked from West Virginia?
No, coach, he didn't care. He was like, oh, I was tired, guys. Tired.
And I guess we did the Nashville Angels. We made money for them. And then maybe some of our listeners are now going to start to work out and not just go home at night and eat. And they'll maybe go to the gym. But my thing
That's
is this.
One.
Coach, have you ever thought, like, so this is almost shown, say a homeless person, you can cross three states? I never knew that. You could hitchhike. Like, if you were to, you could go anywhere you want, even if you're not homeless. If you just want to get away, you could do it for free. You realize that, right?
Well, no, because he had to pay for a hotel. He had to pay for food. So it wasn't exactly free, but kind of. If you wanted to camp.
Let me tell you something, boys. When I was doing this walk, in the middle, I'm thinking, like, I understand why some people want to walk across America. Like, it's not impossible. Like, it's totally doable.
Stop it. Stop. You went 100 miles. Do you know how big America is?
Yes, coach, but I did 100 miles in technically two and a half days. Like, this was stupid walk. Like, I at one day I did 25 miles in a day. That's ridiculous. If you were going to walk across America, you'd do 10, 12 max a day.
Right, and it would take you 3 years to get across America if you did 12 miles a day.
No, you can do it in 1 year. You can do it in 1 year.
If you do 12 miles a day?
Well, I don't – okay, there he is. Ray, is he pulling up the calculator? I know Lunchbox.
He is. But I guess so, this is going to be deeper than some of our truck driver listeners right now. But what I'm trying to say is grasp this. I saw Eddie was on a globe. Didn't you have this where you were pointing the distance on the globe that you had walked, which was really, really, that was mind boggling. So it blew my mind. Guys, listen, I was getting blown all night last night with some of this stuff that I was just thinking about. Eddie. I lost my train of thought. Okay. So here's
I know what you're going to say.
Okay. No. So here's my point. You went from, Eddie, just by walking, you went from hardwood trees where it almost looked like evergreen Christmas trees, let's say, that are tall and whatever. You went from that to the most greenish shrub where all the roadways are lined with nothing but green. It almost looked, as Rod said, like Cambodia. I almost thought you were in Costa Rica. And this is all by walking. And then you ended in... back in your home state, Tennessee, where there's more civilization, let's say. There's restaurants, there's fast food, all by walking in 3 days. If you're a truck driver right now, let that sink in, and I will hang up and listen.
Guys, I'm sure any truck driver out there will tell you, this is a beautiful country. Like, I've never been to this part of Virginia, and now that I've walked it, like, you get to really soak it in because you're not like zooming past it. You're not saying like, "Oh, that's a pretty mountain," and then it's gone. You look at the beautiful mountain for freaking a whole hour.
Yeah, I really liked the one where you almost went in those people's yard because it was such a great view. Like, you were like, "Oh, look at this! Look at this! Oh, I don't want to go in their yard." I really thought you were going to go in their side yard and look at the view of the mountains that they had out their back porch.
Hey, Lunch. There was a little statue of a bird. And so I was going to act like I was feeding it for Amy, you know, throwing some little bird seed. And then as soon as I was walking into the yard, I saw an old lady rocking in her porch. And I'm like, oh, morning, morning. I backed away quick.
Yeah, that's when Eddie went from fake bit of feeding the birds to, okay, this is real life.
Then he's a dead bird.
Yeah.
Eddie, and then I don't want to take away from it what you did, because honestly, I'm still getting blown by it. But I believe there was one task you didn't do that you were supposed to do.
Here we go. The lollipops?
Were you not supposed to hand out little sucker-sized lollipops as a way to say you're carrying your love from one state to the other?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
So, Coach, you're telling me you didn't carry a pointless bag of suckers across America like we thought you did?
Ray, hearing you talk about all this, I feel like you should have been there with me, dude. I feel like if there's anyone in that show that would have enjoyed that walk and the scenery and the weather. Oh, coach.
Oh, what are you talking about? You don't think I'd enjoy the scenery? No, come on now.
No, you'd be bitching the whole time. Coach, you stay there. You stay there. Coach. Ray, there was a point, Ray, where the clouds just got darker. And I think it was the end of the second day. And I'm like, ooh, that looks dangerous. We got about like 2 miles left, so we got to book it. And I bet, Coach, you would have been all over it.
With the rain?
Oh, Scuba just told me that you texted us about the weather, I guess.
Yeah, so I had a storm that come up the Bell's Bluff there, west side of town, Coach. And the way it was directing, it looked like it was the trajectory was headed for you, Coach. It scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, my wife said, oh, that storm's probably headed Eddie's way. And I was like, yeah, probably. Now, Eddie, when you get to the hotels at night.
Coach Ray's on the balcony looking over the river. That's ridiculous, Eddie. I
just
call him.
Coach. At night, what do you and Scuba chill together? Or did you just guys were so tired of each other, you just go to your separate rooms and that was it?
Coach, we would go pick up food. And every town that we were in had a Walmart. And there was always something that we needed to get. I would go straight to my room and Scuba would go to Walmart. Get food and then give me the food, and it was nighttime, Coach. That was it, nighty night.
So you would go, you would get like 12 hours of sleep because you were that tired.
There we go.
No, dude, no, I wouldn't. I most of the nights I couldn't go to sleep till like 1 a.m. because my heart was still racing.
Thank you. Did I say that on air or off air?
What are you talking about?
No, I was just talking about where you guys said that he was going to sleep 12 hours every night, and I said there's no way in hell. I didn't say adrenaline. I wish I would have at the time, but I said because of the pain in your legs that you wouldn't be able to cut. You're not going to be able to cut.
I think you said
him.
The high will keep him awake, and we thought we made fun of you. Said you get high from walking. You get a thrill out of walking. Like, that was what we made fun of you for, because you're like, oh, you're going to be so like an emotional high from the walk. And like, who the hell gets that excited about a walk? And then here Eddie is saying he couldn't fall asleep till 1 a.m. because he was so emotionally high.
Yeah.
And
the heart was beating, like everything. I just could not go. And then there was anxiety too for the next day. Every night was anxiety for the next day. Like, oh man, hope tomorrow's good. I got the mountain tomorrow. And today I'm like, it's an early start. I hope I don't oversleep. Like, I hope I get up on time.
Like, yeah. Anxiety because you, for, the big show, you thought you wouldn't live up to our standards on that show where the bits had to be good and you had to actually be walking and not like sitting on the road, like hurting.
I was worried because like I've never walked that much, and I was scared that my legs would get like cramps or something where I wouldn't be able to walk. And dude, that, how terrible would that be? Like, I'm 5 miles short and I can't move my legs.
Dude, you would have been like an ESPN. You would have had to crawl. And it's like the Olympics in Atlanta when the one guy ripped his hamstring, and I think it was the 100-meter dash, and his dad comes out of the stands, puts his arm around him, and they limp to the finish line together. That's what could have happened, but you persevered.
Thank God.
And I understand what you mean by the anxiety, because like when I go to bed at night, like this week, I'm like, oh man, I hope I don't oversleep, like, because we get up so early. I was worried about that with work too. So I think we were in the kind of the same boat.
Okay, good.
Hey, for you and Scuba, well, I guess Scuba was driving, so never mind.
Here, hold on. Let me put that on.
Okay, is it on speakerphone, or what did you say?
Yeah, you're on speakerphone.
Okay, so I know Scuba couldn't do this. He was driving, obviously. But, Eddie, were there any roadside bars? I mean, you really could have. I get this was an athletic thing, but you could have gotten away with stopping at a bar and having a drink. I'm just curious if you even came close to that.
Are you asking me if we did?
Well, I mean, yeah. Did you swing by a cool looking bar and have a drink? It was. You're not necessarily running. So
yeah, did you? Yeah, because there has to be some rundown bar in these small towns that looks hilarious that you have to go in.
But small towns are so small. Some of them don't have electricity, so you're in areas where there isn't a shop, a store, a gas station, cell service. Like, you're in the middle of absolute nowhere. And the only time we had a chance to stop and drink would be in wine country, which we were going to do, but we were so tired, we passed out that night. And then last night, we were excited to get to this hotel where they had a hotel bar, and it was closed for COVID reasons. So we couldn't go to their bar. But we had a couple of beers and stuff at the pool and chilled. But no roadside bars. That's all like a fantasy thing that doesn't happen in real life.
Was there any floss at that pool?
Huh?
Was there any dental floss at the pool?
No, there was not enough on. No, there was a lot of diapers.
Adult diapers.
Yeah, not the little ones, the big ones.
The big ones.
Hey, Scuba, did you guys ever almost, because you said tough with stores and stuff, did you almost run out of gas at all?
No, because they were only going 20 miles, right? They don't run out of gas at 20 miles.
Yeah, no, this car, the Tucson gets, I think it's like the full tank is 340 as far as mileage goes. That's the Hyundai Tucson, guys. 2022 Hyundai Tucson, four-door. It's got a big sunroof. It's got navigation. Control. It's got, check this out, guys. When I turn right, there's a camera that comes on my dashboard, and so it can show me everything on my side so I can safely hear while I shoot the camera. Hear that noise?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's turning right there. Safely. Ray fell asleep.
This segment brought to you by Hyundai.
Shameless plug.
I'm just playing. But no, yeah, so correct, because you're going so slow. I mean, yeah, we're only getting about 9, 10 miles to the gallon. But we're only traveling, you know, 15, 20 miles at a time, and we're more than fine on gas.
Yeah, so and if you ran out of gas, luckily you had the backup van behind you. They could just pick you up.
Well, they were not there the first 2 days. The first 2 days were just stuff, so we would have been screwed in that sense, but we were fine. Every time we had more than half a tank.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Yeah, it might be speakerphone.
Yeah, take off speakerphone. It's getting bad.
Yeah, hold on now. We're back.
Yeah, and Eddie, so when you're sitting in your hotel room last night, because I was sitting on my couch, and I was tired from a long day. We took the family to dinner, came home, put the kids to bed. Some neighbors stopped by for popsicles, and then I sat down, and I watched Suns Clippers, and oh, my God, it was awesome. Did you watch it?
No, what's the series at?
It's 2-0 Suns now after last night's win. But wow. It was a back and forth game. I think the largest lead of the night was 7 points the whole game. And the Clippers are up one. Paul George goes to the line with 9 seconds to go. He misses the first free throw. Next shot. Misses the second free throw. Suns rebound. Timeout. And they run a play. And Devin Booker gets it, double team, passes it over to Jay Crowder. They come out on him. He passes to Bridges in the corner. Brick taps the rebound, out of bounds. Suns ball with 0.8 seconds to go.
Holy hell.
They're in the deep left corner, and Jay Crowder, Ayton runs a little curl. Devin Booker sets a screen. Crowder throws it up. Alley-oop, slam dunk. Slam dunk! Alley-oop from out of bounds! Alley-oop from out of bounds to take the lead! To take the lead by one! Suns win! Oh!
Yeah, take the lead at that point. That's the win.
It was so incredibly exciting. The play they drew up was so well ran. It was so well run. Great scheme. It was perfect. It was beautiful. But the NBA has a problem. And the problem is, they go to the review way too much. In the last 2 minutes last night, they went to the replay monitor 5 times in the last 2 minutes. Five.
Are you saying there should be a limit?
There should be a limit.
It should be 4. It was 1 too many.
No, it was like, okay, they make a basket. Hold on, we got to go to the monitor. Let's see if it's a 3. Okay, it's not a 3. All right. Oh, we got to go see who it's out of bounds on. We don't go out of bounds. I mean, it's so frustrating.
With the replay, though, the refs are right a majority of the time, correct?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're realizing. They're professionals. They're very good at what they do.
Yes, but it kills all momentum of the game. Like, you have back and forth. And then last night here, it was an unfair advantage because the Suns are out of timeouts, right? So they don't have any way to draw up a play. The ball goes out of bounds, and they rule Suns ball. But, oh, we're going to go to the replay monitor. So they go to the replay monitor for 3.5 minutes. So that means the Suns huddle up by their coach, and that's how they draw up the alley-oop play. Without that, they wouldn't have had that.
Hearing me out on
that's
this.
That's a good point.
This may sound stupid. I get the free timeouts when you don't have timeouts. What if, maybe it's not a tent, it's some other sort of apparatus, but when there is a review, you put the tent over the players, so it's just 5 players in a tent, and they're not able to talk to their coach or anybody else.
Now, I agree with you, right? I don't know about a tent, but I think they should have to go stand on the other side of the court. They should have to stand opposite of the bench and not be able to go and talk to their coach.
Well, I mean, so then that if they're on the opposite, the coach can yell stuff. What if they have to put headphones on and they're in like a soundproof room or something during that period since it's not a timeout?
Well, I don't know.
Like a reality show.
Yeah, like the sound booth comes down from the upstairs, and I just don't think it's so unfair because you used all your timeouts. Like, you should not be able to huddle up and draw up a play, the game-winning play, to when you have no timeouts. It's just not logical. Like, they have to do something about that, and they've got to do something about going to the replay monitor every freaking play. 5 times in the last 2 minutes. The last 2 minutes took 36 minutes.
Here's my question.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, Eddie, go.
Sorry, Ray. Real quick. So when the review happens, who calls the review? Just refs?
Yeah, the refs just do the little circle motion, and they go, all right, we're going to go to the monitor, and here we go. Here, like, one play.
They think it's too close to call, or what?
Well, the players just start automatically saying, oh, we need to review it, and they say, okay, we got to get it right. Like, one, I understood there was a play on the sideline, Ayton and someone else were going for the ball, Zubac, and you couldn't tell who it went out on. I got that one. But the other ones, they were right. I mean, it's just it's so frustrating.
Yeah, the freaking hand lasso motion needs to be – they just stop. Like, and they do it every play.
Every play. Whoa, nope. We got to go to the replay monitor. So 5 times in the last 2 minutes is just god-awful. It ruins the game. The game was such a fun game to watch. Very competitive, chippy, everything. And then you just – the last 2 minutes took 36 minutes. I'm just sitting here going, guys, come on.
My question is this. So I had said, who comes back first, CP3 or Kawhi? You said CP3. I think you're going to be correct with that. It sounds like CP3 will be back for game 3.
Yeah, I was wrong on my guarantee that he'd only miss one game.
You're fine. The next big question is, does Kawhi – do the Clippers say, we tit for tat, Kawhi's coming back too, mother grr.
I think if he can come back, he will, but I just don't – I think he has a knee injury.
Well, if he's not back, it's going to be 3-0. It might be Suns and 4 guy.
Right. I just don't think – if he could play, he would, but I don't think you can risk it, and I don't think they want to announce what his injury is. They just say knee injury. They haven't said anything because they just can't – I think it's demoralizing to the team, but they probably know already. So I don't know. I don't know why they're not announcing that he's out for the series. And they keep saying he might play. He might play. Oh, Kawhi, we're waiting to see. But it was such a fun game, and it was so cool. The alley-oop was awesome, but the timeouts, I mean, I was just so frustrated. I was like, that's blatantly not fair to the Clippers. If you use all your timeouts, you should not be able to huddle. If they huddle with their coach, they should get a technical foul. That's what I say. When you're out of timeouts and they go to the review monitor, if you go over there and huddle with your coach, or your coach draws up a play and holds it, technical foul. You've got to do something to combat that because it's stupid. Then there's no point in saving timeouts because you know in the last 2 minutes you don't need timeouts because they're going to go to the review monitor so many times that, hey, we're going to get free timeout after free timeout.
Coach, you need to email Adam Silver, Coach. Tell him all this stuff. This is good stuff.
I mean, I went on his Instagram and I did comment. I was like, hey, you've got to do something about this. You've got to stop.
Did you do that in your own account, Coach, or Sore Losers?
I did on the Sore Losers.
Burner.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm trying to let him know that he has a glaring problem because it is a glaring problem. And they do it. It's weird how they can do that. I don't know. I find it weird. But it was a great game. Eddie, you missed a great game.
Yeah. Sounds like I miss a lot of sports, guys. Well, I was out there raising money for charity.
Eddie, I love the dramatics that you're out in the middle of nowhere or something. I mean, did the hotel not have cable? What did it have, HBO?
Yeah, he said he's up till 1 in the morning. What were you doing? Did you not have the TV on?
Not once did I turn the TV on. Dude, I don't know, man. I didn't listen to music this whole trip other than Steve. Scuba would blare music behind me, but
what was some of the weirdest music he blared? What was some of the weirdest music?
Oh, from everything. I mean, Alanis Morissette, traditional reggae. Coach, at one point I thought I was in a smoke shop. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, oh yeah, I'm like, jamming back there. And then he played some Zeppelin, and then he played like some hardcore rap. What was that hardcore rap you were playing?
ASAP Rocky,
dude. He was like. This dude listens to everything.
Hey, man, you get some of that Virginia vape, man. Come on, man.
I asked Rod, I'm like, dude, when did we walk into a smoke shop?
Coach, so it sounds like you guys were listening to every type of music besides the music we play on The Big
show.
No. He played country too.
Okay.
Luke Bryan would come up.
Thank you.
You know what we should have done? We should have made you listen to Carrying Your Love With Me over and over and over the whole time you had to listen to that.
What's wrong with you, Coach? I was just doing a walk, all right? You don't have to torture me the whole time. That's already hard enough.
Hey, did you listen to the podcast that I sent you?
No, Coach, I'm telling you, I didn't listen to anything.
What was it, Spurs Daily?
No, it was the missing hit or something on Reply All, episode 156, because Eddie was like, man, it really motivates me when people talk to me and I need something. And I was like, oh, just – I had talked about this episode before on here and how great it was, and – Eddie, he said, send it to me, and then he didn't send it to me. I sent it to him, and he didn't listen to it.
No, he said I didn't listen to it.
But, yeah, I mean,
Eddie.
But Coach, I literally never turned – I didn't turn the TV on once at any hotel.
That's crazy.
Eddie,
that's baffling to me.
I have another Monday morning quarterback if you're ready for it.
Yes, please.
So your kids are out of school right now. I believe I would go with – I think your son's either 13 or 14. I would go with the strongest legged one, the oldest. Was it ever considered that one of your kids walk it with you?
No. I don't think anyone. Hey, my 13-year-old, he walked with me on one of my training days, almost 5 miles.
Dude, I'm trying to think of this movie right now.
Right.
Eddie and his kid walk across America. Kids starting to struggle. Eddie's carrying him over the finish line. I mean, the whole thing was four foster kids.
Yeah, Eddie, Ray, I think you have it wrong. It shouldn't have been his 13-year-old. It should have been his two foster kids walking with him raise money for the foster organization.
You need to go to Hollywood now, Coach. You need to be a scriptwriter.
Coach, in real life, imagine if I took those two with me. I mean, the baby would be in the woods in like 5 seconds. No, don't do it. Oh, okay. He's
gone. Coach, were you aware... Hey, were you aware in the live stream, we almost saw scubas doing?
Yeah, we did. We almost saw his doing. No, we almost saw your doing, but you waved the camera like, get out of here. And then scuba parked the car, left the camera up, and then went and stood halfway in the camera and then realized it and scooted to the right.
Dude, of America almost saw scuba's hog.
I told him, I'm like, Scuba, you left the camera angle, dude. You're pissing. He's like, oh, shoot. And he ran back to the get behind a bush.
Coach, we got moms and grandmas watching all over America, and we just about went rated R/X, dude, in an instant.
Hey, how many times do you think the joke of, like, watch out with that snake? Oh, that ain't a snake.
Every time, probably.
Okay, every time, boys.
Now, did you see the story about the fantasy football loser that had to go and sit at Waffle House for 24 hours?
That's an old story, right?
Yes.
That's an old story because that was like a year ago.
But we read that story when Eddie was back in studio. We did that story years ago.
No, I don't understand how he did so bad. Like he said, he was there for 24 hours, right? And so he sat there, and for every waffle he ate, he could take it off an hour from his remaining time.
Yes.
Yeah, and he only ate 9 waffles.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, he only stayed for like 7 hours.
Oh, I didn't read that. I just saw that he only had 9. I was like, come on, dude. Like, if you're there for 24 hours, you could at least eat 12, right?
Yes.
You could cut off half your time easily. How do you stop at 9?
Yeah, Coach, what made you think of that right now? I mean, that story literally came out like 8 months ago.
No, June 27th, 2021 is when he did it. June 17th, 2021 is when he was at the Waffle House.
No chance. Ray, help me on this. There's no chance.
Dude, I remember
I'm looking at his tweets right here. 5:39 p.m., June 27th, 2021. Four waffles down, been here for an hour and a half.
He's copying the original guy that did it right after football.
Yeah, okay. There's a new story, but I guess – apparently, it happened again. I don't know, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you somebody. Dude, this man, TikTok and, like, stuff going viral has gone berserk. Like, everyone's just making crap up. In this case, this dude is stealing a guy's real story, redoing it, just so he can get go viral again. That is crazy.
Like, he posted at 1:48 a.m. on June 18th, 2021. We've entered peak boredom hours. All the staff went out for their smoke breaks. This Waffle House is empty. Doesn't feel like Waffle Home. No one in here. And it's really a picture of everyone else smoking.
And there's a, there's the original Waffle House one was January 8th, 2021. So that, I think, is what we're talking about, the other one.
That's the original, yeah. It well, was back in, like, January or February.
Well, I was just reading this one, and he only read 8 and 9 waffles, and I'm like, come on. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you could easily do more than that.
I feel like I saw someone post about this, too, the other night, about a Waffle House bet, or I don't know what it was, but I'm like, dude, that's weird. That happened a long time ago.
Yeah, so he was there for 15 hours. He ate 9 waffles, and he walked out and vomited near the Waffle House. But I just think, I thought if you're there for that long, you could eat more than 9 waffles.
Lunch. Was that on the rundown, Coach, that Arnold put together?
Yeah, Arnold put that in there because everyone was covering it. Everyone was covering it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me try these segues. I'm going to give try my hand at this. Speaking of food, Eddie, what was some of the food you ate on your walk?
Coach, that's the dumbest transition ever. Speaking of food.
Hey, what was some of the stuff? I saw you had, like, ice cream. Was any of the pizza good? What did you have? Like, delectable?
That pizza had to be terrible.
The pizza wasn't very good. The pizza was almost DiGiorno quality.
Well, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
What about the ice cream?
The ice cream was legit, though. I would say if you're ever in, where was Home Slice?
Home Slice was right between Lebanon.
Yeah. Right outside Lebanon, Virginia. If you're ever around there, go to Home Slice. Dude, cheeseburger was great, and the ice cream was delicious.
So, Scuba, was he ever, like, going ahead? This is my personally. This, what?
Here, he's on.
No, this is just me personally wondering this. I don't even care about the listeners, Sore Losers Nation. This is me just wanting to know this. Did Scuba ever jump ahead an hour, eat at a restaurant, and just, like, maybe take a nap, and then you caught up to him? Or was he always behind you?
No, I was behind him the entire time. There was only one moment where I had to go and stay back to do a Zoom interview for the big show, as you call it. And so then that's when Gator and then Rod would then continue on and follow behind Eddie. But every other time, I was right behind him the whole way.
I think you might have had the worst end of this deal.
You really did. No credit either.
I mean, the worst end is going 1 mile an hour stuck in a car and trying to keep your eyes awake, because that would be so boring.
Yeah. Your shoulder gets tired and your right butt cheek gets numb. And it's like, what are you supposed to do about it? He's just walking.
Did you stop the car and get out and walk around it and get your blood flowing?
No, when we were moving, I only would stop when Eddie would stop.
Oh, my gosh.
So I kept going until he needed to break for bathroom, bathroom's a lot of times just the side of the road, or if he needed, like, a snack or something, that's when I would get out and kind of stretch. But for the most part, always sitting in the car.
Dude, you are an animal, man. You're way too kind.
I appreciate the love.
And how long is the drive back now? How long is the drive back?
About a 4-hour drive.
Oh, my God. And you got to drive the whole way. Eddie's not even going to volunteer to drive a couple hours after you drove all those hours? Oof.
No, man, it's because of hurting. No, man, I'm not licensed to drive this car. That's another thing, too, yeah.
Hey, take it off speaker. It's kind of breaking up a little bit.
We're off now.
Dude, this is just a random observation, but one of the funnier things, maybe it's not even funny to people, to me, was towards the very end of your walk, you were in Bristol, I think it was Virginia, and you were there with PD, which is Gator, and then also one of the top dogs at Country Radio, Rod, and then Scuba's driving. But at one point, Rod was in the middle of the freaking road.
Yeah.
Coach, you guys are on a major road, and he's in the middle of the road. I'm like, you guys are really getting a little carefree, careless with this walk here. I mean, not everybody really respects this walk. You guys get that, right?
Yeah, hey, not everybody's in on it.
He was doing that in the mountains, guys. in the mountains, the dude was walking in the right lane. I'm like, hey, man, you might want to just get a little more on the shoulder.
Dude, at one point, he was in the entire right side of the road. I'm like, I believe vehicles predominantly are going to get first rights to the road, and then maybe animals, and then maybe pedestrians. We're the lowest on the totem pole of getting rights to the road.
Hey, he'd be in the middle of the lane, and he'd be on a conference call. All you'd hear is like, oh, this is so good to me. And I'm like, dude, get to the shoulder, dude. What are you doing?
And another great thing is he always had a cup of coffee in his hand. It was like the dude was just in the office. He had the headphones in. He had the iPad. He had his cup of coffee. I mean, it was like, what in the world is going on?
Hey, when he first joined me on the third day, like, it was, I mean, 9 in the morning, right? We're walking. And he's like, and him and Gator were like, all right, we'll meet up with you guys. We're going to get breakfast and all that stuff. The dude shows up with, like, you're right, lunch. It was like a regular Tuesday at the office. He's got the coffee. He's got donuts, biscuits, and all this stuff. And he brings me all the food. And I'm, dude, you saw me. I'm freaking power walking.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's your coffee. Here's your breakfast. Like, what are we doing with all this? I'm walking. He thought we were going on a stroll, man.
That was freaking – I know that they squeezed in a little bit of golf, but bottom line is that was dope that they came and joined you guys as well as dude, scuba.
How was Rod feeling? Because he walked the last 2 days with you.
Did you see where he would, like, hurl over, look like he was going to throw up? He did that, like, probably 10 times the last 2 days.
Like, I mean, I thought, okay, he's going to walk a couple miles with you, get back in the van. Gator will walk a couple miles. But, no, he walked all day yesterday and all day today with you.
Yeah, man. Seriously, it was clutch. Without having him there, and we talked about all sorts of stuff, like just talking. I think at some point he was just talking to talk just to keep us, like, our minds off of the pain in our feet and our legs and all that. But dude, it was really awesome to have him there because and Gator, they were just all great to come and, like, keep us company because Scoob is cool and all, but we were getting just a little, like, Scoob and I wouldn't even see each other. Like, he was just be behind me in the car, and I'd be walking. And then every, like, 5 or 6 or 7 miles, I would stop, and we'd talk for, like, 5 minutes, and that was it. So it was cool.
I mean, that's great. That's pretty cool.
My coach, I know it was strenuous, and I know that part of it sucked, but, like, a part of me kind of was jealous because we're just sitting here in a studio, and some of the footage I'm seeing, dude, you experienced life. Yes, it was a radio bit, and yes, it was tough, but for 3 days, you sucked every little bit of life there was out of those 3 days, and we all just came into a building with no windows.
I'm telling you, Ray. I think you would have enjoyed it the most out of everyone, dude. Like, it was beautiful. Obviously, there are some, like, bad areas where you're like, oh, this is just sad because there's poverty and things like that. But for the most part, the landscape and everything was just beautiful out there.
And we got planes, trains, and automobiles. I mean, folks, maybe you semi-drivers can agree. Maybe we're just traveling a little too fast through life. Maybe, okay. Maybe we were meant to walk.
Hold on. Hold on, Ray. Keep talking. I got something for you. All right, this is live, baby. This is live. Hold on. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Ray. Oh, he may not have a horn.
He's trying to do a semi. He's doing the arm signal.
I don't think that truck has a horn. Hold on.
A hornless semi.
Yeah, that makes sense. How by driving by it can you tell it doesn't have a horn?
Coach, he doesn't have the horns on top.
He's not a fan of the show, Coach.
Here we go. You ready, Ray?
Here we go.
Go.
Let's see this guy. Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, he doesn't have a horn either.
Hey, it was a little harder than I thought.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you're not a 10-year-old kid. You're a 55-year-old man.
Hey, I'm going to give him the honk sign. He flips me off. Okay, man.
Hey, yeah, Coach, you're not this famous guy walking across the country anymore. Now you're just a car that's pissing him off.
Here we go, Ray. It's for you. Here you go. You hear it?
Yeah, it was small, but we got it.
I heard a gust of wind.
She only pulled it for a second.
Dude, I can't believe you guys still have, 4 hours. I mean, that sounds miserable.
Hey, let me try this one. Hey, nothing. Hey, he pretty much told me to go F myself.
Didn't have a horn?
No, he just ignored me.
Hey, did you walk up on anybody else that was walking?
Across the street, there was this one dude, but It was weird, man. I don't know. There was a broken down car and then another broken down car, and it looked like he was walking between the two. Don't know what was going on in his life. But at first, I'm like, oh, look, another guy walking for charity. And then I realized, no, that guy's not walking for charity.
He's walking to work. Walking for his life.
You're like, oh, that guy's got a camel pack, too. Oh, no, no, no. He's got his entire life on his back.
You're an idiot.
Coach, I was waiting for one of those people to knock you out, man. I mean, you're doing it for, like, this big old novelty. He's like, this is my way of life, man, you mother.
Yeah, you think this is funny? You think this is funny? Walking through my town? Man. Oh, my God.
Hey, we're in Knoxville. You guys want anything?
No, hey, say hi to the baseball team because they're already back home.
I thought it was 1-1.
No, the Tennessee lost. They lost two in a row. They lost to Texas. Texas knocked them out yesterday. I think
okay,
it was 8-4.
Tell me a little bit more about Texas, Coach. Like, tell me more. What do you think?
I mean, hey, Texas is good. I mean, they got a long road back to battle back. It's hard in the College World Series to lose your first game and battle all the way back because that's a lot of pitching that you have to have. And most college teams don't have that much pitching on their roster. So it's going to be tough. It can be done. But now they'll play Virginia. If they beat Virginia, then they got to beat Mississippi State twice, which is just that's a tough road to hoe. But, I mean, at least they beat UT, and UT's at home. So if you see the baseball team, tell them good season.
Wait. Which UT?
Exactly.
What? No, what?
No, Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, they're 2-and-done. Oh. They lost and lost.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're at home. But, Eddie, who are you cheering for, the Hawks or the Bucks?
Ooh, I like the Hawks, man. Trae Young to me is like, that dude is great. I mean, he doesn't look like much, but that dude is an amazing ball player.
He really is. I mean, coming out of college, he went to Oklahoma, and so I watched a lot of him in the Big 12. I was like, this dude is going to get knocked around in the NBA. And I don't know why I thought that, because Steph Curry was the same way. He was a skinny little kid, and I thought Steph Curry was going to be terrible. But Trae Young, I was like, dude, he's just going to get beat up in the NBA. There's no way. Hey, I was wrong. That dude can ball.
Yeah.
He can ball.
He still looks frail to me, though. He still looks like he can really get hurt, and they can, like, just.
Yeah, and can we do something, like, with the hair? Like, his hair.
No, that's his thing now, dude. I mean, at first it was like, all right, bud, like, you got money now. Let's fix your hair. No, it's his thing now.
Like it's like bedhead, but he's almost going bald at the same time.
For sure, that's exactly what it is.
And it's just a weird look, but yeah, I think I'm pulling for the Hawks too.
Yeah, and then on the other side, what you got?
Oh, the Suns, dude. I want the Suns for sure.
Suns and four guys.
Dude, Ray, what were the odds on those two teams at the beginning of the season?
The Suns, I think. It's an interesting question. The Hawks was definitely terrible. The Suns were the darling pick because they were so hot at the end of last year and they went to the bubble and I think they went 9-0 in the bubble and they just missed out on the playoffs. So the foundation for the Suns was there. You knew they were going to be a playoff team, but you didn't know they were going to be the number 2 seed, second best record in the NBA, and be in the conference finals up 2-0 because it is awesome. They're fun to watch, though.
Well, and they almost got bounced by the Lakers. Weren't the Lakers ahead in that series, I felt?
No.
They had semi-control?
No, I think the Suns were up 1-0, then the Lakers tied at 1-1, and then I believe the Suns went 2-1, 3-1, 4, I think, but I don't know.
All right, my bad, Rain Man.
I'm just going. I know they've won 9 games in a row in the playoffs, I believe.
Dang.
Right. So I don't know if the Lakers ever had the lead in that series, but I don't think they did. I could be wrong. I've been wrong once or twice in my life, and so, yeah. But, all right. Eddie, are you going to take a nap?
Yo.
Are you going to take a nap in the car or you want to keep talking?
Well, my wife's already called me 10 times. I might need to call her back, boys.
Yeah, we can let you go.
Does she not know you do a podcast?
She forgets. And the last time I told her, like on Monday, she's like, what have you been doing? I'm like, Boots, I got the podcast. And she's like, you're doing the podcast from the walk? I'm like, hey, podcast never sleeps.
That's right.
We need to communicate with the coaches every day.
Nobody respects the podcast. My wife, the same. She'll text me like 5 times. She's like, where were you? I'm like, I was doing the podcast. And like, I can't tell you how many times she's completely forgotten about the podcast.
And I hit up
and
George.
I tell her, I'm like.
Go ahead, Eddie.
You want me to go? Oh, I was just telling her. I try to tell her too. I'm like, you got to understand, like Mo is there and Chris and Brady.
Locks.
And. locks and everything, and she's just like, "What
Packer
the
girl
are you talking about?"
I forgot what I was going to say. I don't know.
Sorry, Coach.
That's all right.
Oh, we also got a package.
Oh, we got a package.
Eddie, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Got a note. Who the took the note?
It wasn't Scuba. He's here with me.
Oh, there it is. All right, so it's I believe it's like Yeti type things, and there's a wine glass. There's one for your drinks when you're in the back patio. Here's the letter. Ray, Tanner Bennett wanted me to hook you guys up with the goods. Apparently, he loves you, Lunch, Eddie, podcast. I listen to Bobby Bones every day going to work. You guys are the best. Enjoy the goods. Wine glass in there for Baser. And this is at Southern Valley, which, so I guess Tanner Bennett contacted a company, and that company sent us stuff from Tanner Bennett in lieu of. So when you guys That's get nice. Back, there's a bag here, Eddie. If you want to take it fishing, you can put drinks in it, I believe.
Is there a bag for
Hell
me?
Hell yeah.
You can have it's like a Yeti type tumbler. You can have it for when you go on.
Oh, I thought the bag was for me.
I mean, you can have the bag if you think you can use it.
I mean, either one of us.
I would not mind the Yeti wine glass thing. I prefer to have wine sometimes on Friday.
No, I don't.
I like to. I don't use the plastic bags at the grocery store, so I like to take my own bag.
He puts his ass in a bun in a damn cooler that he brought from home.
Hey, the cashier's like, "Sir, are you sure you want me to put the dog food in the bag?" Yes, please. I'm trying to save the earth.
Oh, it's straight up glass from Southern Valley. Coach, are you sure you don't want to drink a bourbon out of this?
I can't even see. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice glass.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And before we go, I want to give a shout out to the dishonest people of Huntsville, Alabama. You guys amaze me very much.
Wait, is this the trash pandas?
Well, no, it's not the trash pandas. It's just the people in Huntsville, Alabama, because I went down there.
I did enjoy those free tickets, though. Thank you, pandas.
No, I did enjoy the free tickets, but I went down there. And
I mean, Coach, you're basing all the people's character from the lady that didn't let you sit in the
No,
VIP
I'm not talking about the usher. I'm not talking about the usher. I'm talking about the dishonest people. So.
Okay.
We went to a restaurant, and I had my sunglasses. I had
on.
I did, and then I laid them on the table.
I walked in with them on.
I laid them on
the
table.
They were Oakley.
No, they were Maui Jims. They were Maui Jims.
Coach, I forgot mine too in the 90s, Coach.
And if you don't think Maui Jims are still popular, then you are you are out of control. Oakleys were popular in the 90s. So I had these nice pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and I never got a nice pair of – I never worn sunglasses till I got these. Like, I never had – and then I found – no, I had those, and then I found a pair of – what are those ones, Eddie, that I had that you were like, you wear that?
Blue blockers?
No, Ray-Ban. Is it Ray-Ban, Eddie?
Ray-Bans. You had Wayfarers, man.
No, I don't think it was I don't think it was Ray-Ban.
Shady Rays.
Maybe it was a Ray-Ban, but whatever. But I had the Maui Jims. Nice pair of sunglasses, you know what I mean? And I lay them on the table, we eat, and I forget them at the restaurant. And I know I forgot them. So I call the restaurant, and I'm like, hey. You
Hello,
know what I mean?
Restaurant.
Yeah, I left my sunglasses on the table, just wanted to see if I could come by and pick them up. Oh, we don't have them. So either someone working at that restaurant stole them or someone eating at the restaurant stole them. So someone in Huntsville, Alabama stole my sunglasses. So that's why they are the dishonest people of Huntsville, Alabama. So now I am without my Maui Jim sunglasses, and I am very upset.
Coach, you can
go. They answered that quickly. They just said, we don't have them.
Yeah.
They didn't say, let me go look.
No. I said, we don't have any sunglasses.
Yep. They got a little scheme that they run. Whenever somebody forgets something, they snag and grab. But my thing is this. Go to Old Navy. I got a dope pair. They're off-brand. I think they were $5 to $10. I've gotten so many compliments at the pool from Dental Floss at how nice they look. So there's a pro tip. Go to Old Navy.
Maybe I will. All right. I was very disappointed with Huntsville, Alabama.
Coach, the Dental Floss talk to you?
He was married.
No. This is while I'm married.
Oh, when, whoa.
No.
Whoa.
No, Dental Floss will come up and talk to me, and my wife's like, okay, let's keep it to a couple minutes. I'm like, I'm sorry that Dental Floss wants to talk about floss and crest toothbrushes, Coach.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's go home. And I tried to hit up George Kittle because he's having tight end U in Nashville this week. where all the tight ends in the NFL, a lot of them, 35 to 40 of them, are doing training, like trying to get better. See if we could get a spot to come watch, and he never responded.
I wonder if Tebow's there.
Dude, let's just send Ray go in there. Get tight end. Ray was a tight end in high school.
Dude, Tebow better be there.
No, Tebow is not there. He was not invited.
Oh, because he's not an actual tight end?
Well, no, Kittle said, Kittle addressed that because people were saying, why isn't Tebow invited? And he said, look, we thought maybe 5 to 10 guys would want to come to this when we threw it out. He goes, we got so many people asking to come that we could only accommodate 35 to 40 people. And we didn't think it would be fair to give Tebow a spot who hasn't played tight end instead of guys that have been battling for, you know, they've been playing in the NFL and they're third stringers, but they want to get better. We thought we should give them a spot before a guy that hadn't played tight end ever in his life gets a spot.
I mean, Coach, did he tweet all that under 120 characters?
I think he was on TV talking about it, or he put out a statement on Instagram or something, but I don't know.
Is Delaney going?
No, I don't think Delaney's in the NFL anymore.
He ain't been
man.
A legit tight end in a couple, dude.
Oh!
Hey, Kelsey?
Kelsey's there.
He's there?
Yeah, Kelsey's there. It's Kittle, Kelsey.
Don't tell brother that. He'll pop a doing.
Oh, brother, show up, dude. They said they were out of hotel rooms. Like, they had everything booked up, and that's why they couldn't invite more people. If brother finds out Kelsey's in town, he will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Eddie, did you hear about the first active NFL player that came out as gay?
No. Wait, I thought that was the Cowboys guy.
Michael Sam?
Yeah.
No. He was the first openly gay player drafted, but then he never made – I don't think he even got drafted by the Cowboys. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he was on their practice squad.
I don't think he completed a whole season.
But he never played in the NFL. Like, he didn't make it. Like, he got cut or whatever.
I thought there were already a couple from the Cowboys.
Okay, Coach.
Yeah, Carl Nassib, he plays for the Raiders.
Yeah. He actually, one time, put on his shoes and walked on the grass and then went back home.
What is Scuba saying?
Nah, he's just nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Carl Nassib came out as gay, and he plays for the Oakland Raiders. Or not Oakland, dang it, Las Vegas.
Okay, Coach. Get it right. Arnold!
I mean, yeah. He put out a video, and then in the next day, his jersey was the number one seller on Fanatics.com.
Oh, no. What happened to Tebow?
Well, Tebow was old news at that point. Do you think this is a big deal?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, whatever, Coach. I think it's great that when people do that. Like, that's his personal thing. It's fantastic.
Right, but I'm saying the first, but no one ever does it. Ray, I'm sending you the link if you want to play the audio of his announcement. Because I think it's a huge deal because he's actually an active player that is an established in the NFL. He's on a guaranteed contract, so it's not like they're just going to cut him or, you know what I mean, they're going to – that's the thing. Like, other players have never felt comfortable. I don't know why, but he finally – I mean, I know why, because it's not really accepted a lot of places.
Pride Month.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's not accepted
in
locker rooms or what?
Yes, okay. I think it's not accepted in locker rooms.
I figured players would be a little more mature than that and like be like, hey, man, it's all good.
I think times are changing. I think it's like players have come out after they played and said, okay, yes, I'm gay, you know, before they hit it their whole careers. But no one has been an active player and come out. And so I think it's a big deal. It shows that maybe, A, he's comfortable with it. He felt comfortable enough that his locker room was going to be okay with it. Or he's just trying to say, you know what? I'm willing to be the first one to step up, and I'm going to show you that it's okay that I can be gay and I can be in the locker room, and you guys, it's not a big deal. I'm a football player, and that's what we're here to do. It's a job, and I applaud him. It's great. I think it's a huge step for the NFL.
Okay, so when this happens, then people start feeling comfortable and be like, all right, cool, well then me too, and then more people come out. Like, are you expecting a lot of people to follow?
No. Because I think it's a big risk. I think if you're a superstar,
I don't think it's a risk. Like, what's the risk? You don't feel comfortable being there? Then you know what? That's not your thing.
No. Like, but your teammates, you know, treat you different. They make comments.
Screw them.
It's easier said than done, I think.
Probably, but
because I think the locker room culture.
I really thought that like And maybe they're not. I just thought NFL players would be a little more mature about it and be like, hey, dude, it's all good.
So I think maybe it's changing. But I think locker room cultures are very macho man, we're not going to accept that, not in here, you know, kind of attitude. But it might be changing time because society is changing. Society is more accepting. You know, gay marriage is legal a lot of places. And so I think it's changing, but I think it's still looking for more players to come out and say it. Like, because this is the first one in the history of the NFL active player to say it. That's a huge deal. Like,
yeah.
And fringe players, I think a fringe player is probably maybe a little worried about saying it because they're worried, like, okay, then they're going to be like, oh, you're not good enough to be in the NFL. Whereas this guy is actually an established, solid player in the NFL that he can say it, and his job is not in jeopardy. Like,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
News coverage about it, ESPN, whatever, they're going to be on it. Like, during the season, are they going to mention that, you know, commentators or whatever? And which they will, obviously. It's a public thing. Is that good for it or bad?
I think, I think it's bad. I think you should just treat it. And that's what he says in his video. If Ray, you want to hit it?
Yeah, I'm hitting it right now.
I hit it.
Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization.
There you go.
That's so awesome. Okay. So I understand him. I understand him. But I also agree with the part where he shouldn't have to do this.
Yes.
Like, it shouldn't be a public news story.
And that's why
that was my point when you asked, like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's cool. But why are we talking about it?
Right.
And that's kind of, I feel like we should move beyond this awkward point, like where he's talking about, and move on to the, hey, it's great, man. This is good that you're able to be you and you can still follow your dreams and play in the NFL.
Right. And I think it's showing other gay men and that, hey, you know what? You can still play football. You are represented because, you know, maybe younger teenagers are like, man, there's no one that I can look up to. There's no one like me. I'm all alone. And I think that's what he's saying by representation. But right, we have to get to the point where we don't have to come out. Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know.
But, yeah.
Well, cool, man. Yeah. That's great. Good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And so I don't know if many more will follow, but it would be great if it did. So it really just showed, hey, because you don't have any active in the NBA and Major League Baseball. Nobody.
Well, we do. And that's the thing. We're probably all like, they probably do.
No. I mean, there's obviously going to be there's some gay basketball players. There's some gay Major League Baseball players. There has to be. I mean, it's just that the odds are that there are someone, but they don't feel comfortable enough because I think the locker room culture in sports is not good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, boys, I talked about it on the I'll tell you later.
No, go ahead.
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay. That was a good deep tease.
Ah, it's an email.
Ray, I just sent you an email.
Uh-oh. Did you send it to me, too?
Oh, okay, Ray. Coach, I got it. Thank you.
No problem, Coach.
What is it about?
He didn't send me an email,
Don't worry
coach.
About it. Don't
I
worry
think
about
that was
it,
his man. Out to end the segment.
Okay. All right.
Coach, come on. Arnold!
All right, before we go, Japanese rescue crews, fire rescue team had to rescue a woman that was floating in the harbor, was drowning. They pulled it up. It was just a sex doll floating in the harbor.
Oh, funny.
I was wondering where she went.
She was face down in the harbor, and so rescue teams were called. They came, and they pulled her to safety, only to find out it was a sex doll.
Oh, damn. I lost that 2 weeks ago.
That floated a long way. Floated a long way. All right. Well, Eddie, get home tonight.
Boys.
Hey, you got to start watching the NBA, man. Conference finals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll watch tonight. I'll be home in like 10 hours, like Scuba said. I'll watch it.
College World Series. I mean,
that's awesome, though. The Big Show's giving you a couple days off. You're not coming back till Friday. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so
you should be primed and ready for a good podcast on Friday.
Yeah. Hey, we playing golf Friday?
Yeah, you want to walk it?
No, I'm not walking.
Wait, Sore Losers Nation bought you a push cart and you're not going to use it? I mean, you should be ashamed.
I'll take a couple weeks off. I may use it in a couple weeks, Coach, but I'm going to have to take a break from that thing.
Dude, I don't even know if you'd be able to play golf Friday. Your feet are going to hurt pretty bad.
Maybe.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm down to play Friday if you want to play.
All right. Let's book it.
All right, book it. All right. Yeah, like Devin Booker. All right. Booking a ticket to the finals with the Phoenix Suns. Let's go. All right.
All right, boys.
You know what to do, Eddie. Yeah, you got to do it. Is Scuba bored listening to this for a whole hour?
He's probably ready to kill you.
He's been rubbing his beard the whole time, dude. Just like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess he listens to it every day anyway, so.
Scuba's, yeah, hey,
he's usually working.
Scuba's like, what is this personal hell that I just put myself through these past 3 days?
No, he's, oh, yeah, dude. I fell for the dude.
Coach, can you imagine doing that for 3 days, getting no credit? He's just like the invisible man going through hell.
I mean, he really is.
41? What was that? Oh, okay. Coach, he's a man of good spirits, though, dude. Like, he was always in a good mood.
Coach, he's trying to find Wi-Fi in Podunk, Virginia.
Dude, there are, it's crazy. You go through some towns and they got no cell signal. That's zero.
So they actually have landlines there, probably. That's weird.
Yeah, lots of landlines. Yeah, you can see the landlines.
That's wild. That is so funny. Yeah.
Were they like churning? Right, hey, were they churning butter too and cleaning their clothes in the front lawn?
Hey, Coach, I just kept my head down. I kept walking.
Did anybody invite you in for apple pie?
Nah, nobody, Coach.
I mean, I thought that's what small town America was all about. Was like, oh, come on in. No shoes, no shirt,
like,
no problem.
It's happening in my front yard.
Small town America is like, go Trump.
Okay, all right.
What did that have to do with it?
No, they're saying the silent majority. That's how he won the election. All these people you didn't even know existed. You're like, holy hell, how did Trump win? Oh, well, there's a lot of people in Podunkville, USA that voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. Hey.
All right.
Hey, so what time should we be at your house to have the welcome home banner?
Coach, I'll be there in 2.5 hours.
All right, I'll see if I can make it.
All right, boys.
I got the Nashville SC game tonight. I got to take the boys. So.
Oh, yeah? You taking them to my house?
No, I'm taking them to your house to watch soccer.
Okay, cool.
So, all right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.